USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now sending troops and missile defense equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates after that recent attack on Saudi oil facilities that the U.S. blames on Iran. Now a top Iranian official says war between the United States and his country may not be avoidable, though the foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, says he knows Iran would never start a war. But he tells CBS's Face the Nation,
I'm confident that whoever starts one will not be the one who finishes it.
He spoke as diplomats from around the globe are gathering in New York City for the 74th United Nations General Assembly, which gets started today. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'll be increasing oversight on President Trump after his Director of National Intelligence refuses to hand over a whistleblower complaint involving the president. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Around 600,000 people are trying to get back home after the world's oldest travel firm collapsed financially today. The British firm Thomas Cook, founded back in 1841, falling apart after failing to get a financial aid package from its lenders. Those customers are currently stuck in hotels and resorts and other accommodations around the globe. The 71st Annual Primetime Emmy Awards crowned HBO's Game of Thrones as Best TV Drama, and Peter Dinklage wins Best Supporting Actor for his role in the program.
I count myself so fortunate to be a member of a community that is nothing but all about tolerance and diversity, because no other place could I be standing on a stage like this.
Amazon Prime's Fleabag, the biggest winner of the night with 4 awards. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Planned Parenthood and a number of states and health groups are going to be in court today looking to stop a new Trump administration rule over abortion. The rule issued by the Department of Health and Human Services actually took effect over the summer. It prevents federally funded family planning providers from referring women for abortions. Uber is suing New York City over its caps on how many rides they can give. The city has enacted rules that freeze the number of new hire licenses and limit how long drivers can spend on the streets of Manhattan. Uber claims the caps would threaten the visibility of ride sharing. Some younger folks might say, if you still use the U.S. Postal Service, you're a dinosaur. Well, if that's the case, there are some new forever stamps for you. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King to explain.
They depict a dinosaur whose fossil was discovered on federal land in Montana. The Tyrannosaurus rex, which is known as the Nation of T-Rex, is now part of a four-stamp design on a pane of 16 brand-new forever stamps. They show the dinosaur in growth stages from infancy to adulthood. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And autumn starts today. Most places on Earth to see about 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of night, and then the days will start getting shorter until the winter solstice. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.